This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Layoffs are rolling through the tech sector at both large and small companies, including in Colorado. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Denver-based education tech startup Guild is cutting 12% of its workforce, or more than 170 people, in the latest round of job losses to hit the state's technology sector. Other companies cutting Colorado jobs recently include website designer Wix, software developer Populo, and Twitter. Tech giants like Google and Facebook have laid off thousands of workers this year, though it's not clear how many people in Colorado have been affected by those job losses. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
700 goats are working around the clock over the holiday weekend in Louisville. They're eating grass, brush, and tree limbs. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports the goats are helping get rid of wildfire fuel.
As people walk, run, and bike by, the goats are munching across rough terrain between a creek and a line of homes. They're corralled with electric fences, herded with dogs, and they're more maneuverable than humans armed with lawnmowers and saws. Katie Singley with Goat Green out of Fort Collins is managing the herd.
Some of the bigger ones out here will get about 8 feet, and they clear everything down, 8 feet and down, which is the fire ladder fuels.
Those ladder fuels can transmit flames vertically into the tree canopy. Clearing them out is key to keeping wildfires from starting and spreading rapidly into homes and businesses. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service can keep using chemical retardant that's dropped from aircraft to fight wildfires. A judge has issued that order despite findings that the airdrops pollute streams and are in violation of federal law. The ruling from Montana on Friday came after environmentalists sued the government for dropping red slurry into waterways hundreds of times over the past decade. The judge said it's sometimes necessary to protect lives and property. In Denver, a sunny morning, highs in the 80s this afternoon. Aspen 74 today. This is CPR News.